Chapter 7. Aunt Lavinia Interferes Again. The next morning, Dr. Sloper asked to see Aunt Lavinia in his library. He said to her, "Lavinia, stop interfering in Catherine's life. I know that you've written to him, and maybe you've met him, too."
"I don't know what you mean," cried his sister.
"Of course you do. I don't care that you have silly, sentimental ideas, but keep them to yourself. I've explained what I think to Catherine, and she understands very well. I won't allow you to interfere anymore."
"Why do you think that you can tell your sister what to do?" cried Aunt Lavinia.
"Sometimes I don't believe that you are my sister. We're so different," replied Dr. Sloper. "I know that you've written to Mr. Townsend, and maybe you've seen him, too. I won't ask you, but you must stop doing it."
"Are you trying to murder your child?" asked Aunt Lavinia.
"Of course not. I want to help her live and be happy."
"You will kill her because you're making her sad. She didn't sleep last night. I heard her walking around."
"She won't die of one bad night. Don't forget, I'm a doctor, so I know that."
Aunt Lavinia answered bravely,
"You're a doctor, but you couldn't save your wife and son."
Her brother gave her a cold look and said,
"And I may lose a sister soon, too."
Aunt Lavinia suddenly felt less brave and quickly left the room, going upstairs to Catherine's bedroom. Catherine looked terrible, and her aunt took her in her arms, saying,
"You shouldn't go to breakfast. You haven't slept, and you're not well."
"I'm very well."
"You should stay in bed for 3 days," her aunt cried, feeling disappointed that Catherine was not crying. She wanted her niece to be like a poor lover in a book.
"I can't do that," answered her niece. "You have to show your father your feelings. Then he'll feel sorry for you," persuaded Aunt Lavinia, becoming annoyed with her now.
"No, I want to be like I usually am," Catherine replied, getting ready to go downstairs. But it was true that she felt very tired after a terrible night, and that her heart was breaking. After her aunt left the room, she wrote to Morris and asked him to come and see her the next day. The next afternoon, while her father was at work, she heard Morris's voice at the door, and then he came into the sitting room.
"He's so handsome," she thought as he took her in his arms.
"You're making me very unhappy," he told her. "I've waited for you for a long time now. Every hour seems like years. You must decide. Do you want me or not?"
"Oh, Morris, of course I want you. But you must help me, because my father isn't changing his mind. What shall we do? You're very intelligent, so I'm sure you have an idea," she said.
He watched her for a moment, then asked, "Will you marry me tomorrow?"
"Tomorrow?
Or next week?"
"I think that we should wait," she replied.
"What should we wait for?" he asked.
She hesitated, then said, "We need more time to think."
He shook his head.
You've had lots of time to think. How long do you want to wait? 5 years? You must decide. You can't make both me and your father happy. Choose between us.
I've chosen you, she cried.
Then marry me next week.
My Aunt Lavinia would love that.
Catherine laughed a little and then added with hope, I'm sure that there is another way.
But she could not think of an idea.
Morris turned away and walked toward the window.
You're very frightened of your father, aren't you?
Catherine was not embarrassed to be frightened of her father because she respected him so much.
Yes, I am, she said.
Then you don't love me, or not enough, answered Morris.
Oh, Morris, you're so brave.
And you're not, he replied angrily.
I think that I am strong. I'm strong because I can wait a long time for you. If I marry you now, while my father doesn't approve of you, I won't inherit any of his money. He wanted me to tell you that.
Morris blushed. He thinks that I'm mercenary. I know. I would be sorry to lose his money, but you would not lose my love.
We won't be poor because I will still have my mother's money, said Catherine.
And he can't take that, answered Morris.
That's right.
He wanted me to give you up. That's why he asked you to give me that message. Tell him that I don't care about his message.
I can't tell him that, said Catherine.
Do you know, you sometimes disappoint me, said her lover.
I disappoint everyone. My father, Aunt Lavinia.
But it doesn't matter, because I love you more than they do, he said. Try to be very clever and persuade him, Catherine.
Catherine thought about her father being angry with her and living without his love or money. Suddenly, she felt very frightened and alone. But the person who was able to save her was standing in front of her.
Morris, she suddenly cried, I'll marry you as soon as you want.
Morris held her in his arms.
My dear good girl, he said, looking down at her and smiling.
Dr. Sloper went to see his other sister, Aunt Elizabeth.
Do you know, he told her, I don't think that she'll end the engagement. She's going to wait and hope that I change my mind.
You sound surprised, but I'm not surprised, answered his sister.
I'll take her for a long vacation to Europe, said Dr. Sloper.
She won't forget him in Europe.
No, but he'll forget her, Dr. Sloper said.
Aunt Elizabeth looked serious. Is that what you want?
Oh, yes, answered her brother.
At the same time, Aunt Lavinia was meeting Morris again secretly.
Why did you want to meet me? He asked her.
The other day, I told you to marry Catherine immediately, but that was a mistake, she said.
You're always changing your mind, said Morris, annoyed. How can I trust your advice?
My brother spoke very angrily to me, and he might send me away from Washington Square. I'm only a poor widow, she cried.
Remember the money. Postpone your marriage for a while.
If you wait, my brother will become less angry, I'm sure.
Catherine has already agreed to marry me secretly.
Aunt Lavinia gave a little happy jump.
Oh! When and where?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet, replied Morris, but Catherine said yes, so I can't change my mind now.
Aunt Lavinia moved closer to Morris and said quietly in his ear,
Catherine loves you so much. You can postpone the marriage, and she won't mind.
He looked at her with interested eyes and then said, Ah. Feeling very pleased with himself, Morris walked Aunt Lavinia home.